Hello everyone, and welcome back to Rejuvenate Spice It Up, and officially Happy New Year, and welcome also to 2024. If you've been with me from day one and you are entering this new year with me by listening, I just want to say thank you so much, and Happy New Year to all of us. And I appreciate that you have been sticking with me from day one, and even if you've not been with me from day one, whichever down the line, whatever timeline, you know, down the line from the beginning that you joined this family, I just want to say Happy New Year to all of us. Even if you just listen for the first time now, thank you so much for discovering this podcast and deeming it fit to give it a listen. So once again, if this is your first time, this is a podcast named Rejuvenate and Spice It Up, a podcast set to, you know, develop us as youths in our mindset, in our body, and in our spirit. So it is a podcast aimed at self-growth and development, and aimed at rejuvenating the body, mind, and soul. This is also a podcast that is not just limited to, you know, long chats of educative or informative, you know, topics, but also a place where you can also have, you know, great banters and, you know, conversations that can, you know, spark up the room. So this year we are moving into, you know, a different phase. We're starting a new season, and I can't wait for us to, you know, open up all that is in store for us this year in this new season. So this is an official intro into our new season and new year. And today I'm going to be talking about, two things combined just in one topic, which is how we are walking into maintaining a clarity of mind and programming our subconscious mind in this new year. This new year, we are standing on business, and we hope it to be so throughout the year. We're going to be tackling topics that would address things that has to do with, you know, our mindset and self-growth and how we can balance, and things that can touch tips and advices based on our previous year's experience, which I mean 2023's experience, and how we can activate certain things this year. And we're gonna start as soon as we can from this January, so that we start putting things in mind and seeing how we can work towards those things and create a balance for us. Know this, that including your host and yourselves, my listeners, that we are all a work in progress. We are all growing. Sometimes we can fall off, and sometimes we can come back up when we fall off. The main thing is, how are we going to remind ourselves of the things that we wanted to do and make sure that we come back off, with that. So anyway, today's topic, we're going to be talking about maintaining a clarity of mind. We have again entered a new year, and by God's grace we have entered new seasons that would only exhibit positivity and growth. So we are aiming to have a sense of growth in whatever it is that we're going to do or pursue this year, in any point of, in any part of your life rather, excuse me. It doesn't just have to be career wise or school wise or whatever wise, but, you know, extend that to other parts of you. Remember, I always say it is you first and then other external factors. So how are we gonna grow internally and then extend out? We are hopefully going to tackle more body in terms of health related topics. So let's hope that we get, you know, great guests to come assist in addressing some topics. We've addressed some health topics in the previous times, you know, in the past, but I'm going to revisit that. I'm trying to tackle the body, mind, and soul. We've talked a lot of mind last year. We're still doing that because up there has to be, you know, fit and kind of, you know, at a good place if we really want other things to also be balanced, right? So we are maintaining a clarity of mind this year. Whatever it is that you are, working towards, you know, going through, whatever it is that you feel like you need to address mentally, let's address that so that we are in a state of clear mind. So when we begin to work strategically towards certain things and create certain plans, although you can make your plans, but God also has his own plans, right? But at the same time, try to, you know, have that direct communication where you're both in sync and, you know, have things that you know that you see yourself wanting to achieve in terms of goals and all of that. But the first thing is, are we having a state of clarity mentally? If not, let's begin to work towards that. There are many ways that you can maintain a clear mind. First of all, we have to be aware of whatever it is that is clouding your mind at the moment, whatever it is that is weighing on you. If you have listened to the episode of The Chaotic Mind, you can get some tips of certain things that can, you know, be in your mind mentally causing the chaos. And it doesn't have to be a negative interpretation. It can also be that maybe your head just has a whole lot of things that it wants to offload. But first of all, you have to create and, you know, clear the space first, you know, and then begin to arrange properly those things mentally, okay? So it's not scattered, you know, it's not chaotic. There are a lot of things that, you know, we are having to handle as, you know, youths, you know young ages, and even if you're in your, you know, older age, because I know I'm like a lot of my population are people in middle age too, you know, and even older adults too. But, you know, wherever lifespan stage you're at, you can still want to do many things or have certain types of growth. So it just, whatever it is that is in your mind that you'd want to mentally, you know, address and have a clarity of mind, do that. Clarity of mind and with yourself. What do I want and aim to be my thought process for this year, and how can I work towards that? So there are many ways, and, you know, you could work towards that. I would always suggest prayer first, because, you know, that's where my, you know, focus is as someone who is, you know, religious and spiritual at the same time, is prayer first. It kind of helps you and gives you that clarity of mind, you know, and you can go from there, do things that can help you clear your mind. Even as I'm speaking, you know, there are things that I intend to try out to help with clarity of mind. And then we begin to program our subconscious mind. Remember when I said we begin to arrange certain things, begin to program your mind to a point where it's accepting all the details that you are putting into it, all the goals and plans or whatever it is into it for storage, okay, so that it has it in there to constantly be pulled out at specific occasions to remind you of the things that you intend to pursue or achieve, all right, this year. Remember, move with God as you're doing this. Move with God as you're doing this, because you need that balance anyway. So this is our opening phase, clarity of mind and preparing our subconscious mind, programming it with whatever it is that we're arranging and taking it all in, and, you know, having that mind that is prepared for the year, right? Prepared It's one thing to say it, it's one thing to have a mind that has taken it in and accepted it for preparation. And yeah, so we are going to start this year with clearing our mind, preparing our mind, and programming our mind, our subconscious mind, to certain things that has to do with growth and development. It also is, you're going to program your subconscious mind to remind you to listen to this podcast always. When you see an episode, that your subconscious mind be like, oh my god, there's an episode posted now, check it out. Okay, let it be programmed to always remember this podcast so that you can always check out episodes to listen to pick up something and new topics, to listen to people speak and share their experience and share their thoughts on what we could do to improve ourselves based on the topics that we are addressing. Okay, we are here to want to get better, and so why not address topics that can tell us things or trigger some deep down information, details, and plans that we've had in our subconscious mind back out to push us back into that fold of growth and development in a positive way. Okay, so yeah, that's the intro for this year and this season, especially season 5 of Rejuvenate Spice It Up podcast. And as we progress, we will be tackling topics like I mentioned, and you know, hopefully having people come talk about those topics. So let's just be on the lookout for all of that. Anyway, I think that's it. I'm gonna stop here for now. I just wanted to let us know that as we enter this new year, let us clear up there. Okay, let us be ready up there. Let us be also ready internally, like emotionally, you know, manage ourselves physically, you know, however much you can be ready, and spiritually be very ready, you know. But all in all, hopefully we have an amazing year. Hopefully you have a year of growth, a year of blessings, a year of positivity, or your favor, grace, mercy, whatever it is that you're hoping and praying for, or whatever it is that you're working towards, that hopefully you get to accomplish, if not everything, but you know, some of those things, because again, life is life. Okay, so in all of that, hopefully you're able to have something to be very thankful for. And the first thing is life. That's why I always say start from within and internally, because if your mind is sane despite whatever it is, and everything is kicking, then you know, you have hope to pursue other things, right? So let us make sure that mentally up there, we are clearing consistently, routinely, once in a while, our mind, and we're programming our subconscious minds to what we intend to achieve or gain, or where we intend to be, you know, and to prepare ourselves that we are already there, if that makes sense. Anyway, that's that for today's episode. And once again, welcome to the new year. And I will catch you guys on the next episode and other episodes coming after that. All right, so let's be ready for what this year has to offer with this podcast. And also our secondary podcast too, which I'm also trying to drop something there for the new year and then officially make that podcast very balanced. Oh, let's see how it goes. Anyway, thank you so much if you listened to this particular first episode, intro episode of season 5 and new year episode. And I'll catch you guys in the next and first official episode, where we're going to be tackling another topic of rejuvenation and self-growth. For those who have been listening, once again, thank you so much for listening, and I hope to, you know, keep connecting with you guys and dropping something for you guys, you know, to listen and enjoy and take something out from, and hopefully keep interacting with y'all, and keep listening across the world from wherever you're listening, and hopefully, you know, I can, you know, also tackle topics that would you know, tap into other places where my listeners are from. But this is a general thing that is applicable to all youths worldwide, okay? So you know, pray for expansion and more listening. So keep sharing this podcast, talking about it and listening and following and liking or subscribing, whatever it is, depending on the platform that you're using to listen to this, and turn on your notification bells, okay, so that you get a notification of when I drop something new for y'all. All right, and I will catch y'all in the next episode. Have an amazing day, evening, night, week or weekend, okay, whenever it is that you're listening to this. Like I always say, hope you have an amazing of that. And I will catch you guys in the next episode. Anyway, that's that. Have a blessed day, and until next time, ciao for now.